The Warriors in Orlando for a Thursday night matchup against the Magic, and Stephen Curry driving the action for the Warriors, motoring his way to a game-high 33 points to go with 8 boards and 6 assists. Klay Thompson delivering 21 points with 3 trays on the night, and DeMarcus Cousins a powerful showing with 21 points and 11 rebounds, but in the end the Magic pull away for a 103-96 win.
What happened in the fourth?
We just broke down. I thought we lost Terrence Ross several times. His transition three was a big shot. I didn't think we executed particularly well. We had some open looks. You know, the ball's got to go in, and Steph's in there. He's beating himself up a little bit because he knows he had a lot of open shots tonight that didn't go. And I thought Orlando really did a better job executing down the stretch than we did.
Coach, two losses last night. They didn't have Boogie Cousins on the court. Today, KD and this team run like a Rolex. That's what I call it. Do you think that affects the movement and the chemistry in the team when you have a missing piece?
Yeah, but that's the NBA. Everybody has missing players all the time, so you've got to be ready to go no matter what.
Coach, at this point of the season, with the playoffs coming up, what is your main focus? Is it resting your players? Is it getting DeMarcus Cousins acclimated to the system? Or is it just finding your rhythm?
It's just playing well. Just playing well, whoever's out on the floor, and playing well and competing. And I thought tonight we were a little better in some areas than we were last night. But we've got to put some things together.
So you'd say this was kind of a step forward as far as since the break?
Competitively, last night to tonight, last night we didn't compete for the first half. Tonight I felt like we competed. You know, we had a lot of combinations out there that probably haven't been together all year. And so I was proud of the way we competed, but I didn't think we executed very well at either end of the floor, at key times in the fourth quarter especially. So just got to play better, but I liked our effort.
I think DeMarcus is like 25% from three since he got back. How much do you need him to kind of get going a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be open out there a lot. And he had some good looks tonight. But that'll come. You know, he's still relatively early on in the rehab or in the recovery. You know, 5-6 weeks out. So I think his shot will come. There's still a quarter of the season left, so lots of time for him to find his rhythm.
Steve, you said hot European now. What kind of things were kind of weighing with the closing lineups and all that?
Just find the right combinations and try to win the game.
You said all year it's not humanly possible for a team to play at its highest intensity night after night after night doing what you guys are doing. Why do you think in the last few weeks it's kind of gone up and down a little bit like it has?
Just because of, you know, what you just brought up. You know, it's hard to win consistently for 82 games. It's hard for anybody. We've done it over the last 4 years, but it gets harder every year. So we're still in a great position, and we've put ourselves in a good spot, and lost a couple games in a row, so now we got to bounce back.
Is Jordan Bell pushing himself into more of the rotation conversation?
Jordan's been great. Every game I've put him into here the last 2-3 weeks, he's been fantastic. So he's really doing a good job.
Coach, I thought the movement in the third quarter was great, not so much in the fourth quarter. Anything that you saw out there that helped you guys for the next game?
Not really, no. I mean, we played better in the third. We struggled in the fourth, so we'll watch the tape and see what we see.
And this road trip wraps up on Saturday night in Philly with the Warriors facing the 76ers. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.